A few episodes back, we did a show about resilience. And then before that, we did a show about your greatest power, the power to choose. So continuing in that similar vein, today's show is all about authenticity, being authentic. All on this episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of Casting Actors Cast. I am casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach with the McCorkle Group in New York. How are you? Thank you so much for being here. Glad to have you on this episode today, all about authenticity. So we're going to dive deep into what that means and what you can do to show your authentic self in your acting. But first, this is that moment of the podcast where I want to say thank you so much for tuning into Casting Actors Cast. Please consider checking us out on the YouTube channel, Casting Actors Cast on YouTube. I videotape all of the live podcast episodes so that you can go ahead and watch me do them as well. So it's kind of all happening simultaneously. I would love for you to check that out. You can give me a thumbs up, a like, a subscribe, all that stuff to keep me going. Also know that you can check out the website, castingactorscast, all one word, .com. And that you'll find all kinds of nice information, I think. And you'll find also a place where you can fill out a form called Dive into the Talent Pool. And when you do that, it opens up another menu giving you access to a free downloadable 100-page book on voiceover work called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors, written by yours truly, all for free. All you need to do is just simply visit the website. So thank you for joining us today. And this is also that time I need to give that huge shout out again to Actors Connection. I love this organization. Actors Connection is a place where people in the industry are giving back to the talent community in the form of workshops and specialty classes, all kinds of really great information. Classes. Again, you're working with casting directors and professional actors, as well as agents, managers. So there's all kinds of really cool stuff going on, and the virtual teaching has been tremendous. And that's all at actorsconnection.com. So please do me a favor and check that out. So let's get on with the topic at hand, shall we, called authenticity. So before we really get into authenticity, let's define what that means and what I mean by authenticity. And honestly, it's a simple definition in a way, right? It's about showing your true self, your genuine nature, who you are. Along those same lines, I think another word that I would use for authenticity is believability. So have you had a director that says to you, be more believable? I need you to be truthful. So truthful and believability. But you know what? I don't often hear, especially in acting classes, I don't often hear authenticity, be authentic. And I think that there's a really interesting gray area for actors between your authentic self as a human being and then your authentic self as the character you're playing when you're acting. Let's take a look at the differences between those two things and seeing if there's some value in really taking a look at your authentic self and then your character's authentic self. Because I think that there are some discoveries that we should and could be making when it relates to authenticity. So being truthful is one of those qualities that help you create your character when you're acting. Let's take a look at what I do as a casting director when I'm watching an audition, as an example, and also when I'm teaching classes. I often kind of share my experience about what I do as a process in order to evaluate talent. And what I do is really simple. I go what I call neutral. In other words, I try to just let go of any preconceived notions. I let go of any voices in my head that are telling me different things. And I just try to stay focused on the actor. And if that actor is in character, and that actor is telling the truth, and I feel a visceral connection to that truth being told, then that actor is being authentic. I believe what I am hearing from that particular actor through the eyes of the character that the actor is playing. And so I think that authentic goes to your unique self. Because let's face it, each one of us has a unique story to tell, right? Based on our life experience, our story is unique. So the question becomes, what is your story? And so how does your story fit into the character you are playing? As we understand and grow, and we understand that we're telling our story, it becomes really interesting when we're talking about, for example, relationships. And relationships is when one story kind of collides with another. So that unique story that is you and that unique story that is someone in your life, and they make a connection, they collide, then that becomes what we know as a relationship. So that, in the same way, can be applied to your acting. What is your character story? What is your character's relationship to the other in the story? And that collision of those two stories is what makes interesting theater, or what makes interesting television, or what makes an interesting character. As an example in carrying the idea of authenticity further, early on in our training, when we are going for our BFA degree, or even when we're starting beginning acting classes, for example, you know, a lot of time is spent removing bad habits, right, that we have as actors. So I remember going in for my BFA degree, and we spent all of this time on doing voice work and physical stuff, body and movement, freeing up ourselves, right? You remember that? Do you recall that in some of your acting classes? Maybe you can relate. And I felt kind of like, okay, I kind of get this, but it took me way into my acting career that I understood that it was really removing bad habits. But at the same time, the goal is to continue to discover your true self by having those classes. So it wasn't just working on bad habits, but it also became one of self-discovery. And so we could apply our own personal story, our own personal experience into the work. The truth is, I love acting and I love actors. And the reason that I loved acting, I don't act anymore, but I loved acting then because I really felt great that that I could invest my creative energy into playing someone else. But the downside of that is the more I invested in trying to play someone else, my acting work became more presentational. In other words, I'm showing you how I am going to play this part, as opposed to investing in being that character. So instead of showing you my character, I was simply, as an actor, presenting those choices that I made. And you know what? It doesn't work for roles that need to be authentic. It doesn't work because you are simply outside of yourself. And that leads us to this conclusion. The more connected you are to your true self, the more authentic you are. And that actually can make for even a better actor. I hope that makes sense. Because I think that many times we just don't embrace and trust the story that we're telling because it's not connected to our own enough. Our story is only as good as our life experience and our awareness of that experience. So let's talk about three steps that you can discover your authenticity. So this will be helpful not only in your acting, but in your day-to-day. You know, we're living through this coronavirus. We're getting all kinds of just mixed messages about how to be safe and how to be secure. But also, we are all going through a lot of what I consider self-discovery. We're investigating who we are based on the situation we find ourselves in. And so I think that there are some steps to self-discovery that if we put a structure around those steps and we come to a greater understanding, I believe quite strongly that we can apply those steps into the acting work. And so I'm asking you to kind of take a leap of faith with me now as I give you three steps to what it is to being authentic. Step number one, really do some self-exploration and ask how your life experience will relate to the character that you are playing. So let's say you're working on a character, you're working on a monologue, you're working on a scene, whatever you're working on. Maybe it's a self-tape audition. How does your own life experience jibe with the character's experience? And so just simply taking a look that I relate to this character in the following ways, or I understand this character because I too have had similar experiences. So really evaluating, that requires some self-exploration, but that also requires your ability to understand the character you're going to be playing. And if you just simply spend some time in your head with that, you've already taken a really excellent first step. It's not hard. It's not meant to be hard. It's not meant to challenge you or overwhelm you, but it is meant for you to be introspective and then objective. Objective about the character you're playing. Step number two, how do you handle adversity? And does that help or hinder the work? Let me give you a quick example. If when confronted by somebody, let's just say for the sake of discussion, somebody that you're in an argument with or somebody that is letting you know that they are not happy with you, how do you handle that? Do you handle that by becoming introverted, by absorbing that situation and becoming sort of quiet, introspective, ashamed, insecure? If someone is attacking me sometimes, I just feel terrible. And I know for me, sometimes I have this fight or flight response, right? I want to just extricate, ooh, good word, myself from that situation. But then there are those times when I just decide I'm going to let it hurt, to let it feel hurt. And then in sometimes these confrontational situations, this adversity is in front of me, I will sometimes feel like I need to attack back. So I handle adversity in different ways depending upon a couple of factors. One, the energy that I'm getting from the other, but also whether I'm getting a sense that what I'm hearing is really, really truthful. Or is someone just in my face? How does that help my work? Well, clearly, I can apply those choices that happen to me when I'm in adverse situations and then also apply them to how my character would react in similar situations. Because after all, good drama is full of conflict. Good drama is full of adversity. Good drama is full of introspection. And so how you as an actor deals with adversity can be helpful or not with how your character handles adversity. That leads us to step number three. If you filter everything through your own life experience first and then discover how your character is different, then you can find the truth in that difference. And that truth leads to authenticity, into that sense of being your true self, whether it's you, the actor, being that true self, or you, the character, investing in being that true self. There's a lot there, right? All I know is that when I see acting, and I know it's good acting because I have a visceral response to the communication that's taking place. It can be empathetic. It can be hurtful. It can inspire anger, and it can make me feel upset. So there's all kinds of different emotional context when I'm seeing good acting. On the other hand, when I get a sense that the actor is not really making those strong connections, when I get the sense that the actor is showing me how they're playing the part rather than inhabiting the character, then I'm pushed away just a little bit. I'm not feeling as connected to the situation. And, you know, the actor could be really, really good at that presentational technique. But sometimes that leads to bad habits, and sometimes that leads to a sense that I don't really believe this person. I don't really trust that person. I would encourage you just incorporating those steps into the work initially from anything that you're working on. And I think you're going to find some interesting discoveries. One, you're going to learn more about yourself, which is, of course, the whole point of bringing this up today. But also, that's going to leave you with a variety of more interesting choices in the character that you're playing. Hope I haven't gone off the deep end too much about this, but I hope it makes sense that I like the idea of making connections between who you are and who you are playing. Because I think if you use your own life experience first, that becomes very, very practical and very foundational to the other characters that you'll be playing in your acting career. So try that next time. Go through the checklist of those three things. And then finally, I will say that over my 30 plus years of being in the business of show, I can tell you that there are many actors who are just naturally flamboyant and kind of have a theatrical personality, a theatrical sense of themselves, and therefore the world in which they inhabit. And that can be a turnoff to some, but on the other hand, that's just who that person is. Conversely, there are some brilliant, brilliant actors playing just this out of their kinds of characters, but in life, they're completely different. They're introverted, they're quiet, they're sweet, they're special, they're soft. And I find that really, really intriguing, because that kind of person who's introverted and quiet and sweet and soft can really understand somehow that the character that they're playing that is so outside of themselves. But you know what? When they're brilliant, it's because they've tapped into their own sensibilities first, before they've decided those external things that make that character tick. I'm so fascinated by this. I love this subject. I would love to know what you think about this. Have I just kind of got off the deep end about this? Or am I making sense? Does it make sense to you? You know, I do these podcasts and I am sort of stream of consciousness. I just kind of say what's on my mind, and I think that they've been helpful. I know that I'm getting a lot of feedback from you, so I appreciate that very much. But I'd love to know what you think. How do you get to that point where you see and feel that you are being your authentic self? And then how does that work with your acting work? Please let me know. Gosh, I hope you've liked this episode. It's been fun kind of talking about this stuff. And I hope to see you next time on the next episode of Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.